This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon. Today I'm actually going to share with you a quote or a passage. There's a quote sort of that picture quote, and then I've got a passage to share with you. Funnily enough, this is something that I wrote 2 years ago, but a friend of mine shared it when I wrote it, and then they shared it again today. Interesting enough. So the picture quote says, "Everything you are going through is preparing you for what you were asked for." And this ties into many things that I've spoken about before, is that often when we set goals or targets, we don't actually get the goal or target. We get the problems that we need to solve in order to earn the goal or the target, right? And so this is what's really important when we go, okay, I want to get stronger. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I'm getting stronger I've got an injury all of a sudden. It's like, well, it didn't happen all of a sudden, for one, usually. And two, this is also part of getting stronger, because stronger isn't just picking up a heavy barbell or something along those lines. Stronger means a stronger relationship with your body, right? Like it's a lot more than simply just this idea of getting physically stronger with a barbell. So understanding all this, it's the same as everything else. It's like, okay, I want to I want to become a fantastic business person. It's like, yeah, well, you're going to have to go through some shit and some things that you didn't even know that you needed to know. You're going to probably lose a few, you're going to lose a lot more than you'll win in the beginning. And so that's a whole part of the process, right? It's a part of the process. It's not a static photo. But a lot of the time we may actually get caught up seeing that what we're going through is actually what we asked for, because going through what we're going through now will give us what we asked for. We just have to see that what we're going through now is getting us ready and prepared and allowing us to earn. And when I say earn, what I mean is to be able to keep. So when you get what you want, you can keep it because you know how to get it, because you got it. Wasn't given to you. Big difference. And so my quote that went with it was, "It's really tiring running away all the time. It gets really heavy to be in your head, to blame yourself, and even worse, blame others. Your current situation and pain may not even be your fault. It could most definitely be someone else's. Unfortunately, that does not change the fact that it is your responsibility. Your life, your health, and your happiness is 100% your responsibility. It's hard, I mean, really hard, and you can't avoid the pain, you can only prolong it. It is now time to choose your hard, the hard you're willing to live with. It's time to move away from your fears by moving toward them. The opposite of courage is conformity. So yes, it is time to be who you are instead of the mold society wants you to be. The world is waiting." Now, one of the things that I was supposed to highlight is where I say your life, your health, and your happiness is 100% your responsibility. And people may argue, they go, well, things can happen to your health that, you know, can really impact and affect your life that 100% you can't plan for or organize, and you know it's difficult to think that you're responsible for it. But I mean, even a part of that is like, you were born, and you may not have asked being born, but a part of that, a part of life is the unknown of the things that can occur and do occur. They do occur, maybe not to us, maybe to us, maybe to people around us, and that's a hard pill to swallow. But the reality is that all of us have a timeline, and you hear me talk about it a lot. Maybe it's depressive for some people, or some people's friends that have told me otherwise. But my point here being, amongst all of that, is what's so crucial to look around at what is in our responsibility, meaning what is the things that is our ability to respond to. And just about everything we have the ability to respond to, but we can only respond within the four powers that we have, which is speech, behavior, thoughts, and feelings, which I've mentioned a number of times. Now, it's interesting, on my podcast, my musings with Rich and Julian, I mentioned with Rich, I was like, you get to choose your actions, you don't get to choose the consequences of those actions. And he went on to say, well, hang on a sec, you know, if you rob a bank, you can pretty much predict what's going to happen, right? And predicting and choosing the consequence is very, very different things. But also, consequences aren't negative things, right? The consequence of choosing to, let's call them, eating healthy foods, and the consequence of exercising is usually that you probably have a more active life. There's more things you can do. You feel better. You look better. That's a consequence of that. Like, it's, people might say a benefit, sure, whatever, but it's actually a consequence post whatever events, you know, are prior to it. And so, one of the biggest things there is that we can't choose our consequences. We can only choose whether we move away or move towards our fear, because the opposite of love can be argued that it is fear, although it's indifference because that's non-emotion. The opposite of love is definitely not hate. It's fear. When we get angry, when we hate something, it's based out of fear rather than out of a deep understanding or love or anything along those lines. And so when we have the opportunity at every single day, and we do have this opportunity every single day, is we see the things that arise for us that we fear. And the thing is that we fear them, right? And you can look at the acronym of I think it's called an acronym, of what fear is. It's like false evidence appearing real, right? There's a whole bunch of them. Face everything and rise. Off you go, Papa Roach. But my point here being is that our freedom, and freedom from the bullshit we hold us, we chain ourselves down by, right, is on the other side of what we fear. Not just fear, what we fear. It ties back to the same quote that I've mentioned before. It's like, in search of the Holy Grail, at which point in the forest should I enter? And the answer is always the part that seems most darkest to you, because it'll seem darker to each and every individual. It varies, it changes. So within our life, we have a choice to enter the forest where we're familiar with it, where it's brightly lit and where we know what's going on, or we have a choice to enter the forest where it seems most darkest, where there's most fear. And moving through that fear, that's actually what we're asking for. You see, you know, I want this outcome. It's like, well, here's some fucking fear for you. No, I'm not interested in that. It's like, well, forget your outcome. Just forget it. Because if you're not willing to move through that, whatever that is, whatever egoic structures or whatever imaginary demons or whatever is arising for you, like whatever that is, whatever the fucking dragon is, you know. And so here's the idea, is that there isn't a dragon that can kill you unless you let it. Right? Remember, the dragon is a metaphor. If you haven't searched Slay the Dragon, and it'll pop up and you hear me talk about the whole metaphor of slaying the dragon. But the thing is that the dragon will only kill you and eat you alive for a very long time if you let it. You created the dragon. You can kill it, you can tame it. And when you realize that, when you recognize that, when you can recognize that, you can also see that there is no dragon, then that's when you take control. It's when you truly start moving towards the things that you want most. And in saying that, team, I am out. Thank you very much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. As always, my dog is here chewing and snorting. look, if you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you'd pass it on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. If you haven't already, you should definitely check out davenixon.com.au, and under the seminars tab, I have my Mood Prep Intensive coming up 4 weeks from now. Early bird tickets are still live until this Sunday, okay? Sunday the 18th or whatever it is. Tomorrow the 17th. So, till the 17th. Okay, so if you want to get tickets, it's a two-day seminar. We're going through all developmental models, all the stuff that I've talked about on here. You get to be around like-minded people. You've heard me talk about it. Then jump on that and come along. Otherwise, I think that's kind of it. Jump on the Facebook group. It's Mood Prep Online. I go live in there monthly. There's a continued discussion from there. Courtney does a fantastic job with that. Otherwise, that's it for me. That's it. Done. Out. I'm out. Until tomorrow, you know the drill. Peace and pizza. Kick today in the dick and slay the dragon. By the way, did I mention that those mugs? Remember, do you see those mugs on my Instagram? I haven't talked after that sign off before, but here it is. All the people that attend my seminar get that fucking mug. It's the best mug. Anyway, I'm out. Done. See you guys tomorrow. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.